This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Ken Rosenblood, the founder and CEO of Obvious Solutions, a wellness tech company that develops award-winning products to change behavior and condition healthy habits. Mr. Rosenblood founded Obvious Solutions after a successful career as an attorney and as a C-level executive in the healthcare and technology fields. Ken has a proven success track record of pioneering multi-billion dollar platforms and developing products and devices in practice-based healthcare. And Mr. Rosenblood, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome and great to have you with us here today. So for starters, I'd be curious, I'm sure the listeners would be as well. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be here with Obvious Solutions.
Necessity is always the mother of invention. I was an attorney for 6 years. I think that people always think, oh, well, did you use it later on? And yeah, you use it all the time. But a long way behind me now. But throughout my career, from law school on, me and the computer and me. I had a Hunter with a 5 1/4 inch floppy disk. No one knows what that is. But I've been in front of a monitor for a long time. And that's the necessity for my body, for my wellness, that brought about Obvious Solutions.
Makes a lot of sense, and thanks for sharing some of those details with us as well. Now, tell us, what was the inspiration that had you start Obvious Solutions, and what does your company offer? Get into some of the details on that as well.
Well, I guess if we're to understand that we've all been in front of these screens for so long, right, and we've got tech neck, and we've got there's a pandemic within it, the pandemic, so to speak. In that before the pandemic, we were spending 10 hours in front of our computers a day. Now it's every waking hour. And, you know, truly, it's knocking people off their kind of, all of our mental games. And, you know, we're not going to give up that computer. We're not going to give up that phone. So we want to be the folks that help it do well for you. And the way we go about doing that is, on the most basic level, we focus on the breath. We think the breath is the center of everything, and we have a 5 times patented app which allows you to take your Apple Watch and see your breath on your phone. It's an amazing thing what the real-time biofeedback does for yourself, but mindfulness is the center of everything. The center of mindfulness is the breath. That's in my mind. And from there, we can work with posture, because kind of breathing is posture and posture is breathing. It's one of those circular things, but we all share it. And then lastly, you know, use our little powerful computers that we're surrounded by, that we wear, that drive our lives today, to say, hey, it's time for you to take a bit of a break, a little bit of what we call a MIMO, and check in, schedule, do something you know that is good for you. Watch a video with a meditation teacher, or whatever it is that you like. You do that healthy behavior for you, and we think we'll build some better habits around that. And the app supports those three main things: breathing, posture, breaks, MIMOs, right? Schedule them, pick from them, shop for them, do what's right for you.
Well, I'd say that's pretty cool stuff, and you got to appreciate technology, especially when it comes to our health and wellness, and it's certainly a great benefit for us here today. Now, here's a question for you. I'm looking forward to hearing your feedback here. What exactly is the pandemic within the pandemic?
Yeah, I think it's now a pandemic within a pandemic within a pandemic. And what I mean by that is that we had this pandemic of, we were slaves to our computers and our devices before the pandemic. The real pandemic's come along. And now the third level, I mean, I look at our healthcare workers, right? I look at their mental state. I look at all of our mental states at this really difficult time. So I didn't know that it would be an emergency when we targeted to launch this product, but my goodness, everybody could take a breath. And, you know, the healthcare workers are frontline workers because everything they do in my mind is benevolent, and they must be going home, and they can't go out, and they can't socialize, and they can't live their normal lives. That's for certain. They can't even interact with their families normally. We're offering them the app right now for Valentine's Day for free. And it's $80 if you buy the year in advance as a subscription. And, you know, it handles your breath, teaches you, get the real-time biofab feedback, actually see your breath, see your posture, get silent or vibrations or sound cues to condition you to sit up straight. I mean, we can all do that. Remind you to drink your water, take your Mimos. So that's, you know, our little bit. The pandemic within the pandemic is screen time, COVID-19, much more springtime, our screen time, and essentially a breakdown in the mental health of a lot of people that never envisioned them being in that situation.
Yeah, for sure on that, and really do appreciate your input in those regards for sure today. We're speaking with Mr. Ken Rosenblood, the founder and CEO of Obvious Solutions, a wellness tech company that develops award-winning products to change behavior and condition healthy habits here on eHealth Radio's health news and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, continuing on, how can technology address these issues within the healthcare community?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, they're all people, too. So first off, they should be minding themselves, right? They should all have a breathing practice, and they should all be loving to themselves and compassionate to themselves. But the healthcare community also, in my mind, sits on a pedestal. And what they do, we do. And, you know, if there was a program called Walk with a Doc, it still exists, I believe. You know, back in the normal days when people would get out and socialize. But, you know, walking the walk and talking the talk is a great thing for the healthcare industry to do. And, you know, we're there to support them, it's obvious, right? Because they give us the shadow or the shine of their credibility that we have an awesome app, and we think people will follow that. And by that means we can do well ourselves while doing good.
Now, Ken, I have another question for you. Why is a wearable device such as Minder a benefit to HC workers?
Oh, I think they suffer as we all do from you get into work, and you, especially them. I mean, they're taking care of other people. The day gets away with you. The tension, all the rest of it, you forget to breathe more than anybody. And I can't imagine the people that are working in hospitals right now think about taking good deep breaths, right? There's something so counterintuitive to that. I mean, we can all use that break. And you know, whether it is to actually take a breath, or whether it is to drink the water, or whether it is to go for the walk around the block, or whether it's to, you know, chart your heart rate variability, or your glucose levels, those are all behaviors, or even do a check-in, right? Hey, how am I feeling? Just acknowledging that as a healthcare worker in their crazy, crazy day, or in anyone's crazy day, is something that we support in our app. Yet, none of us do. And healthcare workers, it would seem their environment and what we are demanding of them right now is, quite frankly, they're in the fire. So they need this more than anybody. We want to provide it.
Well, I got to tell you, it's fantastic what you have created here through Obvious Solutions. And yes, the healthcare workers certainly need this as well. In conclusion, what is the one wellness tip that you would like to offer up to our listeners here today? We would be so appreciative.
Mindfulness is it's one breath at a time. right? That decision to take an even inhale and an even exhale and to focus on nothing but that is mindfulness. And we can all do that. Just work on stringing them together.
Mr. Rosenblood, thanks for those concluding remarks and advice and for joining us here today on behalf of Obvious Solutions. And speaking of which, where's the best place for our listeners to get more details online and also to take advantage of your offerings?
Obvious.me, OBVUS.ME, Oscar Bravo Victor, U as in USA, S as in Sam, .ME. And you can just download the app by going Obvious Minder or typing in Obvious Minder at the App Store. I should say that. And you can start there and reach out to us.
And, of course, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast to make it convenient as well. Mr. Rosenblood, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, sir.
And certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Ken Rosenblood, the founder and CEO of Obvious Solutions, a wellness tech company that develops award-winning products to change behavior and condition healthy habits. And for all the details, visit obvious.me. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.